everybody, welcome back to Inside Secrets, the video blog that introduces you to some of the behind-the-scenes personalities involved in making NYC TV's smash hit show, Secrets of New York. I'm producer-director Harry Hunkel, and with me today is our great editor, George Safini, our Emmy Award-winning editor, George Safini. George, welcome to the blog.
Thank you, Harry.
George was involved in editing our great show about Tribeca, Secrets of Tribeca. What were some of the more interesting aspects of the show that you recall?
Just gathering a lot of the historical footage, mostly stills, of course, because they happened in the 19th century or whatever. But I love looking at old photographs. I mean, I could just look at that stuff forever.
He is a screensaver. A whole bunch of old historic photographs is a screensaver on his computer upstairs. It's kind of interesting, actually. I like to sit there to see what you've got as the latest snapshot.
I think you've taken them all. I mean, I've taken them all from you, actually.
Oh, really?
They're from your drive. They're
funny.
All the municipal...
Right.
From the archive show.
That's right. I get some criticism because my drive is so big because of all these images that the IT people here at the station kind of get on my case because I'm taking up so much space. But I don't know what to do with all this stuff. You know, that's such great images, and we do constantly reuse that stuff. Tell me a little bit about your technique. I mean, how would you describe your editing technique?
I don't really know if I could describe it other than I'm just there to serve, you know, the producer's vision. I don't think the editor should really impose any kind of aesthetic. I mean, obviously I have one, but if it doesn't really serve the story and what we're trying to get across, if it's not appropriate to that and to what the producer's, director's vision is, then I really should put that aside.
Okay. I mean, how would you develop a story, say, if somebody brings you a bunch of footage? I mean, how would you think to compose it into something that's a coherent story?
Well, normally I get a script from a producer, so I'm usually not involved in the script writing. It's really
you have done some rearranging though. I've noticed,
rearranging, yeah. And it's mostly trimming away the fat.
Right.
It's mostly like getting a big piece of granite and then just chipping and chipping and chipping to so that the sculpture comes through.
Now, recently, George has helped me with the latest Secrets of New York show, and that's Secrets of the Sewers. I actually edited most of it, but you helped me with the color correction. Describe that process.
Well, the color correction process is just to make every single shot the best it can be. And what that means is you can see it, and it's beautiful, and that it looks like the shot previous, and it looks like the shot that's coming up, if that's intended. If you're going to someplace different, then maybe that's not intended. It's just to give the entire show a kind of a look that's consistent from scene to scene, shot to shot, and that is pleasing to the eye. That's in its most basic sense.
Right. I mean, on this particular show, what we did was we had a concept that we wanted the color of the show to kind of be the sort of bluish steel gray. But because of the topic, the subject matter, most of the colors in the show were actually more of a brown because it was in the sewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up changing our color scheme for it. I mean, if you look at the secret shows, a lot of them do have this sort of color scheme throughout. And we were thinking of going with blue-gray, but instead we ended up going with brown.
Because of the locations Kelly's was at that you shot her in, there was just, she was underground, she was by these rusty pipes, it's just that rust color. Just seemed to scream sewers and the matter that flows in sewers. So, and it just lent itself. I think we both looked at it right away and said, "Yeah, that's it."
Yeah, no, it sort of it reminded me. It sort of was like copying the Tribeca show in a sense, because that was sort of the color scheme there, I believe.
Yeah, it was. It was again because Tribeca. There's a lot of brick, brown brick, and
this cast iron building,
cast iron
steel
buildings
there also,
yeah.
as well. Yeah. I want to thank you for being a part of the blog today.
Thank you, Harry, for having me.
Thank you. And I want to thank you guys out there for tuning into our blog. You can check out our show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 25 here in New York City. And we are nationwide on PBS, so be sure to check us out through your local PBS listings. Thanks again for watching, and take care. Bye-bye.